B5.
With horror films, I like to work in broad daylight.
Hannah is an AV translator. Her job involves translating and subtitling films and television programs into Finnish. Hannah has always been interested in languages and says that they were her favorite subjects at school. Which languages do you work with?
English, Swedish, Norwegian and Danish.
What skills are important in your job?
A fluent understanding of the source language and culture, including everyday speech and slang, and, of course, excellent Finnish skills. You'll also have to be able to grasp quickly what's most important in a dialogue or narration, and be able to condense it into the limited space available for subtitles. There is never enough room to translate everything. Usually, the maximum number of characters per line is 37, and a subtitle may have no more than one or two lines.
What kind of software do you use? Do you need special skills or training for that?
I work for a translation agency and use their special subtitling software. With it, I can watch the video on my computer screen as I'm doing the translation. When I started, the agency provided a few days of basic training, after which I started working at home. The first films took a long time, but you pick up speed very quickly.
How do you start a new job? What do you do first?
When I get a job, I first log into the agency's site and download the video file and the script. The script is usually a Word or a PDF file. Then I view the video to get an overall idea of what the programme is all about. After that, I start translating. Some AV translators do translation and time queuing as separate processes, but I like to do them at the same time. Time queuing, by the way, means that you synchronise your translation with the video frames so that the subtitle appears on the screen at exactly the right moment.
How many subtitles are there in a typical programme?
A 40-minute documentary usually has about 500 subtitles. A 90-minute feature film has anything between 500 and 1,000, usually around 700. After translating, I view the programme with my subtitles and edit anything I'm not happy with. Then I proofread the subtitles, looking for typos, etc. Finally, I email the translation file to the agency.
How long does it take to translate a 40-minute programme?
The time varies depending on the type of programme. Feature films with simple and straightforward dialogues are much faster to subtitle than documentaries with continuous speech and lots of difficult terminology. I like to use two whole working days for a 40-minute documentary, as long as it doesn't require extensive research. If it does, 3 days may not be enough.
What's the most difficult thing about your job?
Programmes with lots of special terminology can be extremely difficult to translate and require hours and hours of research on the net. Sometimes you don't get a printed script and have to do your translation from the programme's soundtrack. That's a real challenge.
What's the best thing about your job?
Independence, I think. I work at home and am free to take on as many or as few jobs as I like. They range from documentaries and reality shows to action films and period drama, so there's a lot of variety. That's great. And as you usually have to do a lot of background research for your projects, you learn something new every day.
What's the worst thing about your job?
Deadlines are sometimes very tight. Also, horror films. Yuck! I just hate anything scary. With horror films, I like to work in broad daylight and not when I'm alone at home.